Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for October 2, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information that we like for each check-in to provide, if you have all of them. Let's see. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC on Echolink node 9229, which is the Echo the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael DE6UX for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And I do have kind of an odd question this week. I'm probably not going to get a whole lot of replies about it, but I thought I'd throw it out anyway. My local ham club, I'm not sure I mentioned this before. I don't remember. But anyway, my local ham club, you might say that we have been blessed with a bequest from one of our longtime members. And it's coming to fruition very soon, probably in the coming week. And it's a significant amount of money, just over six figures, where our treasury has been hovering in the low, the mid, say, four figures, not quite five figures, for as long as I have been around here. So this is going to be a dramatic change, I guess is the word I'm looking for our club. And even though we have seen this coming for at least 6 months, and I've been trying to encourage discussion and thought about how we want to deal with this situation, I have been a little disappointed that not much has been flowing from that. So I'm wondering if any of you have experience with a club that you belong to that got a substantial donation, and did you have problems with it? Did good things happen? Bad things happen? Did it all work out? Anyhow, I'm looking for experiences of other people with other clubs and how they have handled with this kind of situation. If that's too esoteric, then, you know, it's open mic, anything that's on your mind. And let me reset the timer. Okay, I just see that we lost Harold, but he said that his dinner was just about to be ready, so it's not unexpected that he has gone. I'm going to mark him down, though, as a check-in. I see 1, 2, 3 stations on the dashboard here, and all of you guys are regulars, so I probably could have skipped all of that boilerplate up there about how we do the net. But, you know, maybe the ham conference will join us in a little while, and I'll go back and reprise all of that for their benefit. So let me run down the list that I have: KC3LYZ, KD9MDJ, and N6TW on my list, and I will call on you in turn. If there's somehow any other stations out there listening to me right now and would like to be added to my list, please come forward now with your call sign. Right, wasn't expecting anything. So first on my list is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R., just getting ready for the Jets game. And no, I haven't had much experience with clubs with donations of that amount of money. I think the most we have usually is 2 or 3,000 in our main club, and mostly that's for repeaters and maybe website, different things like that, digital stuff. tried the All-Star update for the clear node to handle D-Stars. Couldn't get it to work. They needed some kind of a special USB device for a vocoder back to net.
Did you try using the DMR gateway?
DMR is okay. Not with this, though.
Okay, well, I see that the NB0X -L is with us this week, and so I was just wondering if it was functioning better this week than it has in the past. So, anyway, thank you, Bob. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne and everybody on the net. Ken here in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. Not much going on here. I'm doing a show, so I'm rehearsing for that. We're in rehearsals. It's happening at Cranard Center, which is down from Champaign-Urbana, the University of Illinois. I'm sorry, but I missed the opening, so I didn't quite pick up if there was a topic. So if you want to enlighten me, Wayne, that'd be awesome. Sorry about that. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, to try to say it quickly, the Twin City Amateur Radio Club is expecting to receive a large bequest from a deceased longtime member of the club. This has been on our radar for several months, and I had kind of hoped that there would be discussions and maybe some planning or some brainstorming about how this would affect the future of the club. But there's been practically no discussion at all. So I was just wondering if other clubs had had a similar experience or how other clubs have handled a similar event, a large donation, and whether it had been a positive or a negative outcome, and so on. So that was what the topic was for this week. Let me pass it back to you real quick, Ken, if you have something to apply to that topic.
Ah, that's pretty interesting. I sort of slipped out of paying attention to what was going on with TCARC, but that sounds like a wonderful thing. I'm kind of surprised no planning is going on. Anyway, I don't really have a genius idea. Wasn't there talk of beefing up the repeater somehow, but I don't know. Discussion would be good. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ. Back to you.
Well, perhaps the most charitable assumption is that the board members and the officers of the club, they're just not counting their eggs before they hatch. And, you know, once the money is actually in the club's bank account, then things might happen. We'll see. Okay, next on my list is N6TW.
Good evening, Net Control. This is November 6 Tango Whiskey Noah and Livermore. SDF username MPE. So our club is relatively blessed by having a decent amount of money because it's in the Bay Area. I don't know if we've ever gotten that much at one time. We do maintain a relatively robust repeater system. We do ham shack hotline. We also do, we have a lending library of equipment for new hams too. And so I think that that's mostly where our money goes. If you're interested, I can probably talk to our president and he might be able to give you advice on the administrative side. But with that amount of money and not knowing what resources you guys have, I can't offer more advice than that. N6TW, over.
Okay, well, thank you, Noah. Now, several months ago, I contacted the ARRL, and I asked them for advice. And I did get a reply from someone there at headquarters, maybe they forwarded it to somebody. But anyway, I did get some advice about, well, it's been so long now, I don't remember exactly what the advice was, but it was not very specific. So I don't know, if you talk to your club officer there and relate what I have said about our situation, and if he thinks he has something interesting to offer, you can give him my SDF email address, and I would definitely be interested in hearing what he has to say. But just mention the lending library of like test equipment. That sounds like a good idea that I don't think has been brought up. So other things that had been brought up by one or two of our longtime members is we've always wanted to have a clubhouse and a club station, and that's always been out of reach financially. But now it's within reach, so we might pursue that as a goal. So there are some various things that, I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do with this amount of money, and ranging from just having a pizza party at every meeting to things like a clubhouse and a lending library for test equipment. And one thing that I tried to do a while back was to supply our local public libraries with the major ARRL publications, like the license guides, the antenna handbook, and the regular handbook. I got kind of stonewalled on that by the one librarian that I contacted and didn't pursue it beyond that. So I definitely need to go back and revisit that. But anyway, I think I have given everyone a chance to speak, and there's no new stations on the dashboard and no ham conference or anything there. So do we have any rechecks? You know, we don't have to talk about the topic that I presented. If there's anything else on your mind, and well, I mean, I should just mention, I think sometime this month we're going to revert back to standard time. So be sure to keep an eye on that, because when it happens, this net will change from 1900 Central Daylight Time to 1800 Central Standard Time. And you can do the math for your time zone. So just, you know, keep that in mind in the coming weeks. Well, we're only about 15 or 16 minutes into the net here, and I'm kind of reluctant to wrapping it up so quickly, because in the past we've had nets that closed at about 25 after the hour, and then about 30 after the hour we had a bunch of people come in from down under. So I'm inclined to let the net sit for a while quietly until about 30 minutes after the hour to see if we get some new people joining us. So if you're willing to hang around and tolerate the silence, we can all just kind of sit here and wait and see what happens.
November 6, Tango Whiskey.
Go ahead, Noah.
So, Wayne, I had one other idea that might be a nice thing. So So one of the big problems we all have in ham radio is that there aren't that many young people. So one thing that might be fun for your club would be to actually set up some local schools with HF stations and also a path to get technician licenses and that sort of thing, and basically just a bunch of outreach things that wouldn't have normally been possible, but now that you guys are in the money, so to speak, you can do. And so I was wondering what you think of that in 60W, over.
89 NZJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
Oh, I was just speaking. Did you not copy? I was asking a question about the Anon Radio Synth Battle Royale. Have you heard it lately?
I think there was one last night. I did not listen to it all, but I could hear that something was going on there. So you missed it.
Yeah, I got this synth, which is a pretty small three-part device, a trio of devices, and they're semi-modular. They have built-in normalized patch points, but you can also break the patch points by plugging in patch cables. It's all Eurorack style. And it would be kind of nice to try it out on Synth Battle Royale, so that's why I was asking.
Well, yeah, I'd say bring it out next Friday and give it a try. And going back to Noah there, I think that's a good idea. that's something. One of our club members, he's retired now, but for many years he was kind of a, I guess you would call him a shop teacher, in a local suburban school district. And I'm thinking someone like him would be a good candidate for setting up something like that. I mean, back when he was still actively teaching. So there, we should probably investigate and see if there is a niche for us to encourage the formation of a ham club in, say, the local high school. We've got about 4 high schools in Champaign-Urbana and maybe another 6 in the county. So that is something that's worth pursuing. Thank you for suggesting.
KD9MDJ jumping in on that one.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. It would be really great to turn some young people on to amateur radio. I particularly think that young people might be interested and possibly enthused by the idea of forms of communication that are independent of big corporate infrastructure. Sort of the survivalist mode. Anyway, I'm using a lot of internet doing radio, but it certainly works without it. Anyway, that's what I was thinking. Great idea, KD9NDK.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And just the novelty of the, you know, the old, quote, old technology might you know, attract some of the nerdier students. So anyway, I think it's definitely worth checking into. Kicking around here, going for another, say, 10 minutes or so to see if we get some more check-ins.
N6TW?
Go ahead, Noah.
So, Wayne, one of the appeals of amateur radio to kids now is that actually some of the radio sport activities like Parks on the Air and Summits on the Air are actually very similar to games like Pokemon Go. So once students begin to understand sort of the cooperative / competitive aspects of amateur radio, they actually start to really like it. And so setting up like a individual sort of high schools on the air or middle schools on the air station, and then having awards for the QSOs, or at least locally or maybe even nationally, might be really interesting. And 6TDW, over.
Well, I know there is a certain amount of organized activity among college ham radio clubs. I'm not sure if they have like QSO parties or contests or anything like that, but I think there is some kind of effort in that direction. And it would make sense to have something like that for, say, high schools and junior highs and middle schools. So, yeah, I can see some potential there.
Yeah, so one last thing. I'm not actually original here. Like, the Boy Scouts and I think Volunteers on the Air are both similar programs. N6TW, over.
Well, the Boy Scouts, definitely. Although, in most cases, the Boy Scouts themselves are not hams, but their scoutmaster or some ham volunteer will come and set up a station and let the Boy Scouts operate it, or, you know, use the microphone. So they have jamboree on the air and other activities like that. Or, you know, sometimes there will be, a gathering of the scouts where they do merit badge classes and tests. I've never was a scout, so I don't really know how that works. But sometimes there will be several scouts at a time who are pursuing their ham radio merit badge. And I presume that part of the requirement is to make a contact on the radio. So usually they'll have to have a ham who can come and set up a remote station or a temporary station for the scouts to operate. Anyway, that I need to, you know, ask around and see what we can do to encourage that here. Aha! I see that the ham conference has joined us. And pardon me because I've been munching on some snack here. So, it's time for me to rewind and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 2nd of October, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime reference. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator this week. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And we do this net every Monday at 0 GMT, UTC, Zulu, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And you're probably listening to me from the HAM conference, which is linked to the TechLink conference. And this is a direct net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait to be acknowledged by the net control and given the floor. So I'm ready to take check-ins from any stations out there. Just come forward now with your call sign. I can take multiple, so you don't have to. It's okay to follow on somebody's coattails. You don't have to wait for each check-in to be acknowledged before a subsequent check-in. So come forward now with your call sign if you would like to join us this week.
DK2DY.
Okay, looks like it's just you for the moment, Robert. Would you like to go ahead and check in?
Sure. Good morning. This is Robert Victor Hilo 2 Delta Yankee in northwestern Sydney. 24 degrees Celsius at the moment, headed for a high of about 26, 27, which is a whole lot better than yesterday when it hit 36. That was rather warm, but especially this for the first, the beginning of the second month of spring. Anyway, other than that, we did a thing on Sunday morning where we reset our clocks. We sprang forward our clocks, so now I have to remember that this net starts at 11 instead of 10, because we are now on daylight savings time, and it's 11:27. Other than that, not a whole lot else to share here. Was there a question, it's a holiday weekend here as well, so things are rather quiet at the moment. Anyway, was there a question, BK?
Okay, yeah. The question this week was a little esoteric. The local ham club that I belong to is about to receive a large bequest from a deceased member of the club. It's going to swell the club treasury by a factor of about 10. So I was just asking if any other people who are checking in have experience with their club having a large influx of funds and how that was dealt with. In particular, I'm concerned about things like the accountability you can't just put up for vote at every meeting, go out and buy the latest $10,000 transceiver and share it among the club. Do you have like procedures for how you're going to spend this money so that it will be done wisely and with forethought rather than spur of the moment splurging? What kinds of investment in local amateur radio? We've been talking about some things like encouraging the local schools to have ham clubs, get the students involved in ham radio there, or perhaps a lending library of test equipment that can be loaned out to new hams so that they can, test their antennas, for example. Those are the kinds of things that I'm looking for, suggestions about how to deal with a sudden influx of funds in a club situation.
That's a problem a lot of ham clubs would like to have. Most ham clubs are quite short on finances, and it would be a good problem to have. I've never been involved in a club that received a large amount of money. The local club here in this corner of Sydney, Chifley, the church took back their rooms, so they lost their meeting place even, so they don't even have a meeting place anymore. I don't know what we would do, what any club would do with a large influx of money. It would be nice, yeah, to use it for educational purposes and to use it for other purposes. I've suggested to some clubs that they start a remote ham system where you can use HF equipment remotely. So far nobody's done that. But they put it on their agenda and just sort of not passed it. So that's one fun thing that I think could be done. But there's just so many places you could reach out to. I don't really know. I guess I don't really have an answer for the question. VK2DY.
Okay, well, one of the suggestions that has been brought up, for many years we've always wished that we had a clubhouse with a club station that new hams could come and operate the station, while they were working up to having and building their own station at home. And it's always been out of our reach, and now it's potentially within our reach. And I think the idea of making it available as a remote station has a lot of appeal to me, because one of the problems with a clubhouse is having enough sort of supervisory personnel to make sure that, to maintain security and control and so forth. But the idea of making it a remote station, that's something I hadn't thought of, and I'm going to definitely think about that some more. Thanks for suggesting that. So let me see if there, I don't see any new call signs on the dashboard, but perhaps there's somebody else over there on the ham conference who's listening and would like to join us. If so, please come now with your call sign. Okay, nothing heard, but not in a big hurry to wrap things up. We're only 33 or so minutes into the net here, so I think we can hang around for a few more minutes to see if anyone joins us. Maybe John is out there. I don't see Reg yet. So if you'll put up with a little bit of silence, we'll wait for some more check-ins before we'll have a call for our last call. And once again, let me mention that if there's anything else on your mind beyond the topic that I started there, that's also welcome. So if you have something to talk about, come forward. Okay, well, no one else has come forward from the HAM conference, and no rechecks here on TechLink, so I'll probably wrap it up here. So let me make a last call for rechecks or any additional comments for the net. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 0037, Zulu, GMT, etc. Where's my pencil? Okay, 37. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you can try the talk group 31650 on I'm drawing a blank on the name of that darn thing. DMR, right. Or you can join us in COM on SDF, Indian on Radio List. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ, saying 73.